us, we good to go. You should be my lady, made a cute baby. Love lasts forever, like a red daisy. Lantuna lagula mahini teriya mengiri hati ku menanti kau yang cantik tak bisa ku kiri pacarmu berdiri di sisi kiri aku di samping pacarku melihat kau dan dia jadi iri izinkanlah aku mencintaimu biarkan sejenak sesaat sedikit waktu untukku sayang padamu.
Of Indonesia.
Peserta menasang unggah kuno Hirobares. Kyo wa Superman is Dead ga utau 1984 nen toyu kyoku wo goshoukai shimasu. Ig de Ari, Astina matawa Jerings to Roy Parsua niyotte sakusei sareta kono kyoku wa 2024 nen 11 gatsu 28 nichi ni digital video player プラットフォームを通じてリリースされました。ジョージ・オルウェルのディストピア小説1984にインスピレーションを得たこの曲は地方および世界の下等政治が伝染病や自然災害を理由に奪おうとする個人および集団の自由の尊重です。それでは皆さん、Superman is Dead が歌う1984です。どうぞお楽しみください。リスナー皆さん、これで音楽の広場を終わります。
Racun, tekanlah populasi santun lenyapkan senyum. Kita adalah generasi yang menyaksikan dunia kehilangan kode moralnya. 1984 fasis ia berpesta di panggung peragaan busananya. Tak diundang kau tak punya apa-apa, namun kau kan bahagia itu kata mereka. Atas informasi dari semua sisi, media kiri kanan dan selebriti, yeah. Coba pahami ini. Musik. bermain Tuhan. Alasannya wabah bencana alam. Oh, oh, oh. Semakin kuat membaca tekadku untuk menjadi manusia yang merdeka selamanya. Kau potong lidah yang berani tandingi narasi sepalsu itu dominasimu. Budi berhak atas informasi dari semua sisi. Media kiri kanan dan selebriti. Yeah, coba pahami ini. Semoga lekas kita bertemu di sebuah titik tanpa bias politik identitas.
Shimashou, boken no ta.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto opens expo, highlights governance pillars. Indonesia's Vice President Gibran urges harmony in Indonesia's diverse society. Now the news in detail. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto on Friday urged Indonesian citizens to remain calm and place their trust in the government he leads to resolve all emerging problems. In an official broadcast monitored from Jakarta, President Prabowo also urged all elements of the nation to increase vigilance so no party takes advantage of the existing problems.
Saya menghimbau semua masyarakat untuk tenang, untuk percaya dengan pemerintah yang saya pimpin.
I urge all citizens to remain calm and trust the government I lead. The government I lead will do its best for our people. We will record all public complaints and follow up on them. I also urge all Indonesians to remain vigilant against elements who always want to incite riots. I convey to all citizens that this does not benefit the people, does not benefit the community, does not benefit our nation.
Tidak menguntungkan bangsa kita.
President Prabowo Subianto's statement was made in connection with developments in the rally that took place in Jakarta, which killed a citizen. Prabowo expressed his deepest condolences for the incident and ensured he would take the strongest possible action in accordance with applicable law. He also guaranteed the lives of the families of the victims of the riots and would give special attention to the victims' closest families. President Prabowo Subianto officially opened the Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025, an event showcasing local products and investment opportunities. In his keynote address, he outlined three timeless pillars essential for any successful government. VOI reporter Hasna Nur Afifah has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto officially opened the Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025 with the theme Local Products to Global on Thursday. The event, organized by the Association of Regency Governments Across Indonesia, APKASI, is an annual exhibition that brings together local governments, business actors, and investors to promote trade, tourism, and investment opportunities. In his speech at the event held in Tangerang, the president highlighted the crucial role of regional heads in driving the development of the Indonesian government.
Apa yang menjadi unsur yang ada di semua pemerintahan itu?
What are the elements found in all governments that last for hundreds of years? There are three. This is research results. First is a superior military. Second is a superior police and security force. Third, and this is not in order of which is more important, no. The third is superior governance. That is called in English an excellent civil service.
Yaitu disebut dalam bahasa Inggrisnya adalah excellent civil service.
The Abkhazia Autonomy Expo 2025 features hundreds of booths from regencies across Indonesia, showcasing each region's superior products. In his report, the chairman of Abkhazi, Bursa Zarnubi, explained that this exhibition serves as a platform to introduce flagship potentials and open up regional investment opportunities. According to Bursa, this exhibition also opens strategic spaces with tangible results for the regions. Hasnandur Afifah, Voice
Indonesia's
of Indonesia.
Vice President Gibran Rakabuming called on Indonesians to preserve harmony in the midst of diversity. He delivered this message while opening the 7th Mamre Service Conference of Karo Batak Protestant Church in Deli Serdang on Thursday. Raditya has the full report.
Indonesia's Vice President Gibran Rakabuming underscored that harmony is essential for Indonesia, a nation built upon diverse ethnicities, cultures, and religions. Speaking in Deli Serdang, North Sumatra on Thursday, August 28, 2025, he reminded the public to see diversity not as a cause of division but a source of strength.
Jangan jadikan perbedaan sebagai
don't let differences become divisive. Make them a strength that complements and enhances each other.
Dan menyempurnakan.
The Vice President also highlighted the need for open dialogue to address potential conflict before they escalate. He urged synergy among elements of society, particularly traditional and religious leaders, to act as a role model in safeguarding unity. Gibran pointed out the important role of the Interfaith Harmony Forum in mitigating tensions early.
Jangan menunggu besar.
Don't wait for it to escalate. Don't wait for problems to pile up. Always open the door to dialogue. That's the most important thing, and it also involves the FKUB. Interfaith Communication Forum, everyone must sit down together and discuss it together.
Dibicarakan bareng-bareng.
Gibran's statement is in line with President Prabowo Subianto's vision as stated in the 8th Astacita. Astacita emphasized the importance of harmony between the environment and culture, as well as encouraging tolerance between religious community. This aims to create an inclusive, tolerant, and sustainable society. Raditya Arif Putra Setiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
The World Trade Organization has supported Indonesia's challenge against the European Union's countervailing duties on its biodiesel exports. The World Trade Organization determined that the European Union failed to prove Indonesian imports caused harm to its domestic industry. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
The World Trade Organization has ruled in favor of Indonesia in biodiesel trade dispute against the European Union. Previously, Indonesia filed a lawsuit with the WTO in 2023. Regarding the European Union countervailing duties policy on Indonesia biodiesel products, which ranged from 8 to 18%. Indonesia considered this policy a violation of trade rules, while the European Union argued that the measure was taken to protect their biodiesel industry. In a press statement on Thursday in Jakarta, the Director General of International Trade Negotiation at the Ministry of Trade, Jatmiko Briswijaksono, stated that the WTO decision came after the European Union failed to prove a connection between imports of Indonesian biodiesel and the potential losses suffered by the EU biodiesel industry.
Yang ketiga, panel juga sampai pada kesimpulan bahwa EU tidak bisa membuktikan.
The panel also concluded that the EU could not prove the existence of a link between imports from Indonesia, in this case imports of biodiesel from Indonesia, and the threat of material injury experienced by their biodiesel producers.
Furthermore, according to Jatmiko, the WTO panel's ruling on August 22, 2025 also found that Indonesia was not proved to have provided illegal subsidies as alleged by the European Union. He also emphasized that the European Union is obligated to make adjustments following the announcement of the WTO panel's decision.
Hal tersebut tindak lanjutnya adalah atau implikasinya adalah.
So from these matters, the next step or the implication is that the European Union is obligated to make adjustments. Now, what form do these adjustments take? It is to revoke the controversial instrument imposed on biodiesel products originating from Indonesia. Well, that is clearly the recommendation.
Nah, itu sudah jelas ininya rekomendasinya.
Following the WTO panel's announcement, according to Chatmiko, Indonesia has a period of 60 days to decide on the follow-up this ruling. He stated that Indonesia has the option to accept the decision or even file an appeal. He further emphasized that the Indonesian government will continue to oversee this process to ensure the ruling outcome truly aligns with the national interest. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Industry, Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, who emphasized the importance of domestic product use enhancement program as a strategic tool to boost national industrial potential. Speaking in Jakarta on Friday, he stated the government is committed to expanding opportunities for local products. The goal is to strengthen their competitiveness both in domestic and global markets. Indonesia is competing in the 14th World Skills ASEAN Competition 2025 in Manila, aiming to strengthen regional and global workforce competitiveness. The Indonesian team, performing under the theme Indonesia Maju Kompetensi Unggul, is taking part in 19 skill categories, including automotive, cybersecurity, and hospitality. The event runs from August 26 to the 28 with 258 participants from 10 ASEAN countries. Indonesia's National Crafts Council and the Ministry of Tourism Creative Economy will hold Krianusa 2025 from September 3rd to the 7th at JICC Senayan, Jakarta with free admission. The event will showcase exhibitions, workshops, fashion shows, culinary highlights, and live performances by artisans from across the country. Visitors are invited to support local craftsmanship and celebrate Indonesia's creative economy. Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Jangan lupa can do it if we just try. Save our world from our own destruction. Time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray. To protect our children, let us pray.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits.
If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Listen to the birds that were singing, sing for me and you. Can you feel me? This is such a wonderful place to be. Even if there is pain now, everything will be alright. For as long as the world still turns, there will be night and day. After the rain, hidden high, hidden low, when I lose you should go, yeah, yeah. Getting warm, getting cold, weather could be so good or bad. But baby, this is love, now don't get mad. Listen to the birds that were sent to sing for me and you. Can you feel me? This is such a wonderful place to be. Even if there is pain now, everything will be alright. For as long as the world still turns, there will be night and day.
Despair, my dears,
I know now you'll take each trial and you'll make it through the storm, cause you're strong. My faith in you is clear, so I say once again, this was wonderful. So beautiful. This is such a wonderful place to be.
Even if there is
pain,
everything will be alright.
For as long as the world's still,
there will be night and day. Can you feel me?
There's a rainbow always after the rain.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. The calm and not so high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit this beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowobendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Mungkin kita ditakdir. saat engkau di sana. Kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersahut. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti kau kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersahut. Ku yakin seberangi, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijak, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Dimana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku, hanya untukku. Di saat engkau di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Namun bintang kan tunjukkan tunduku pada dirinya. Walau ke ujung dunia, meski ke tujuh samudra, hanya untukku. Pasti akan ku nanti, meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti, meski ke tujuh samudra. Kau hanya untukku, hanya untukku, hanya untukku, hanya untukku, hanya untukku, hanya untukku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cause spinning as if there is no you. But why I'm always thinking about you and you. There is nothing like you do. I get to wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. Sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard, but life must go on. There is no me and you. I get to wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I leave my room with a big, big smile. The summer leaves waving me so kind. They sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard, but love must go on. There is no me and you.
Of Indonesia.
I miss you, baby.
Setiap bunyi berdering langsung kuangkat telponku, berharap itu dari kamu. Berkali-kali aku SMS kamu, berkata mesra yang aku ucapkan, kamu gak tahu apa gak mau. Kamu gak ada kabar, gak ada penjelasan.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The beauty of colorful hills cannot only be enjoyed at Zhang Danxiao Landform in Gansu, China, or painted hills in Oregon, United States, but you can also enjoy the beauty of colorful hills by traveling to East Nusa Tenggara, namely Kelaba Maja Hill. The location is on Sabu Island, Hawu Mehara Sub-District, Sabu Raijua Regency. The natural scenery consists of hills, cliffs with various color gradations, and the cliff surface is decorated with naturally created gradations of red, brown, blue, and white. Listener, on Mount Kelaba Maja, there are three stones that stand firmly, which are considered to be stones of balance, which represent a family consisting of father, mother, and children. This place is also considered sacred, in which local residents consider it the land of the gods, the holy place of Dewa Maja. Every year, an animal slaughter ceremony is carried out as a symbol of supplication, protection, and fertility